proclamation number 5224 dated the October 1st, 1951. Fighting against oneself on earth. My life on earth was full of struggles and temptations, and it is wrong to assume that my divine soul had protected me from it. That my way of life could not have been anything but good, because I was the Son of God, who had descended from earth to redeem humanity. My earthly life as a human being differed in no way from that of any other human being, yet I was exceptionally and severely bothered by temptations because Satan used every means to prevent my mission. Furthermore, my soul was so profoundly sensitive that it was both deeply affected by beauty as well as exceptionally tormented by evil and impurity. It was receptive to every impression, which is also the reason why the world with its attractions and enticements tempted me so frequently before my real mission began. I had to endure a tough fight to stay victorious over the one who wanted to own my flesh in order to render the soul incapable for the act of salvation. And thus my suffering started a long time before already the body had to be deadened to achieve spiritualization with the soul. I was a human being in the midst of people. And my state as a human being meant as much as being afflicted by human passions and longings which I had to fight in order to become an abode for the divinity, which could not allow any base passion to exist within itself. I was a human being. Nothing testified of my divinity during the years before my work as a teacher. Being just human, I had to struggle to shape myself into the receiving vessel for the most delectable a human being may ever possess, for the eternal deity itself, which wanted to manifest itself in me in order to become a visible god for people. And I was victorious over the one who endeavors to control you humans, whom I fought against in order to set you free from his aggression. It was truly an arduous battle, for the human being in me was receptive to everything beautiful and not allowed to possess it. The human being within me loved life, for he loved his fellow human beings and did not want to leave them. I was in full possession of strength and able to make everything subject to myself if I wanted to, and I voluntarily gave it all up. I defeated myself, my body and even the soul, which occasionally wanted to arise when it felt how I suffered. I defeated myself as a human being and thus demonstrated that it is possible for every person to become master of his weaknesses and longings, and that it was not divine strength which accomplished my victory, which then could never be expected from you humans if I had failed in the battle against evil and against lust. For this reason you humans are also able to achieve the same. Indeed, you even have my additional support as soon as you call upon me for help, as I have promised. No temptation is too great and the tempter never insurmountable if you make use of my mercy. For the sake of your strength of will I died on the cross. What you are lacking in strength and will you can receive from me if you want to fight against the one who is your enemy, and overcoming it was the most difficult battle I ever fought. Amen.